Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we're going to talk about an extremely important halacha, and that's the halacha called Chamar Medina. What does this mean? So generally, we know that when a person makes Kiddush, or a person makes Havdalah, we use a cup of wine. Since wine is considered the most prestigious and prominent of drinks, generally when we make a Kaishal Bracha, like Kiddush and Havdalah, we do it on a cup of wine and wine only. However, there's a special kula called Chamar Medina. And that means that sometimes we allow the use of another drink as a substitute for wine. Why would we do that? Well, the drink has to be something that's chashev, that's prominent enough in society that we could use it as a substitute for wine. The Mishnah Berurah says that at a certain point in history, it became the minig to use Chamar Medina, which became the a common minig of whiskey and liquor being used as Kiddush during Shabbos day. Why did that become the minig? Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's a combination of three factors. There are three contributing factors explaining why, at a certain point, people started to have the custom of making Kiddush on Shabbos day on Chamar Medina, which they defined as whiskey and liquor. Number one, a very simple, practical reason. Wine was very expensive. Wine was expensive. People weren't interested in spending that type of money. They wanted to use whiskey and liquor, which was cheaper. And that was reason number one as to why Chamar Medina became a thing for Kiddush on Shabbos day. Number two, Kiddush on Shabbos day is only Drabbanon. And since the Chiyuv, the obligation to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, is only Drabbanon as opposed to Friday night, we therefore have more reason to be mekel and allow the use of Chamar Medina, which is somewhat of a kula. Number three, the Mishnah Berurah says that there is an opinion brought down in Ramah that if a person prefers whiskey over wine, he prefers the Chamar Medina drink over the wine, then you could allow the use of whiskey or other Chamar Medinas for the use of Havdalah or Kiddush. And therefore, because of these factors, the minhag became to use Chamar Medina, which means whiskey or liquor or any other drink that is considered the prominent drink of the land, for Kiddush on Shabbos day. However, I will note a couple of very important factors to keep in mind when we talk about this concept called Chamar Medina. Number one, there is an opinion of the Halachas Katanas to keep in mind, which is not the majority opinion, but it's a notable opinion, and that is that the opinion of the Halachas Katanas, of Chagiz, is that in order for you to have a drink be classified as Chamar Medina, it has to have alcoholic content. So according to this opinion of the Halachas Katanas, if you would have tea or coffee or anything like that which doesn't have alcoholic content, it would not be a valid drink for Chamar Medina. However, this is not the majority opinion. Most opinions are mekel, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, paskind that you don't need alcoholic content for you to be considered Chamar Medina. And therefore, according to Rav Moshe, Chamar Medina would allow the use of coffee and tea for Kiddush, at least by Shabbos day, as a classification of Chamar Medina. According to Rav Moshe, what does it mean, Chamar Medina? How do we classify a drink as Chamar Medina? It has to be the type of drink that's chashev enough, that's prominent enough, that's prestigious enough, that would be served to guests as a social extension. That means you have a guest, you're not serving him water because you drink water to quench your thirst. Says Rav Moshe, it has to be the drink that you don't just drink to quench your thirst. You drink it and you offer it to a guest as some type of social gesture. That's the sheet of Rav Moshe. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if you have coffee or tea, that would be, in today's society, a valid definition of Chamar Medina. Beer was always considered a valid classification of Chamar Medina because beer always had that chashivas, that prominence. The question is whether or not that applies today, because today beer is less chashiv. People drink it in a more insignificant type of setting. And Rebelsky was very hesitant whether in the Jewish community, Chamar Medina could be extended to beer, even though already in the days of the Ramah, it was. But today, maybe it changed, and maybe it's not significant enough. Rebelsky was Mesupik, maybe it's not Chamar Medina today. And the Orchis Rabbeinu brings down also, maybe today, beer is not chashev enough to be considered Chamar Medina. Again, many paiskim were mekel. I think Reb David Feinstein, Zichat Tzadik Levracha, was mekel. Many paiskim were mekel and said that, yes, even today, you could consider beer Chamar Medina, just as it was in the times of a few hundred years ago. But again, it's not as simple today, because it has to be considered a prominent and prestigious drink, which would have to be applied to each and every scenario that you're trying to present as a classification of Chamar Medina. So bottom line, that's the kula of Chamar Medina. Generally, we try to get wine as opposed to Chamar Medina when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, because there are opinions that hold, like the Rashbam, that you can't use Chamar Medina unless wine is not Matsui Be'ir, unless there's no availability of wine. And today we have generally availability of wine, and therefore you wouldn't have the kula of Chamar Medina. But again, the Mishnah Berurah does say that the minhag became to be mekel and allow the use of Chamar Medina for Kiddush by Shabbos day, which is only Drabbanan. However, you have to keep in mind, number one, it can't be the type of drink that you generally drink to quench your thirst. So water's out, soda's out, soft drinks are out. Beer is a subject of a machlekes. Most paiskim are lenient and allow the use of beer for Chamar Medina even today. But again, not everyone agrees. Coffee and tea is okay. Coffee and tea is okay because Rav Moshe paskin that it's chashev enough to be served in a social setting. But again, the halachas ketanis is machmir. So not everyone agrees that coffee and tea is okay, but that is the predominant shita in the paiskim today.